Good day, and welcome to the KUKA AG Quarter 3 2012 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA 2012 third quarter conference call. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Dr. Reuter, CEO, and Mr. Monin, CFO.
Thank you, Andreas. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the third quarter 2012. I'm also delighted that Peter Monin joined as new CFO of KUKA for the presentation today. As you know, he took over the position on August 1st, 2012. We are generally very satisfied with development of the results of the first nine months of 2012, in particular with the third quarter. The investment confidence of our customers is generally unbroken. Our customers wish to improve their production processes with robot-based automation, thereby boosting efficiencies and performance. Coming up to the numbers. Orders received is robust. In the first nine months of 2012, we have been able to achieve a significant increase of 22% to almost 1.5 billion in orders received. Both robotics and systems contributed equally to this outstanding result. Robotics achieved around 660 million and systems around 850 million. Particularly gratifying is the awarding of the largest single order ever for the robotics division that we were able today to announce. We will be supplying Volkswagen in Germany and Eastern Europe plants with 6,000 Quantec robots in 2013 and 2014. On the one hand, this contract demonstrates that our customers appreciate the benefits of our energy-saving Quantec and accept the product. On the other hand, it's also evidence that the investment confidence of our automotive sector remains high, even in Europe. Back to the numbers. On KUKA Group level, we have also been able to record an increase in revenue up 27% to 1.3 billion. With revenue of 491 million in the third quarter, we have been established a new revenue record for this quarter. Driven by the development in revenue and scale effects, we have continuously improved the EBIT margin. After 6.0% in the first quarter 2012 to 6.5% second quarter, and we achieved now 6.5% in the third quarter. Robotics surpassed the target margin of 10% for the third time in the past quarter with a result of 10.8%. Systems was able to record a significant increase to its EBIT margin. The division had achieved 5.0% in the third quarter, compared with 3.8% in the third quarter of last year. Systems has thus also achieved its target margin, and we expect this level to be sustainable, resulting from measures we have taken to boost profitability. We managed to more than double our earnings after tax year-on-year. After 20.3 million the first nine months of 2011, we achieved 42.4 million in the first nine months 2012. Results benefited primarily from the strong development in revenue. On the basis of the very good result of the first nine months, we confirm the guidance for 2012 and are going to concretize it. I will come to this later. On next page, again, orders received in the first three quarters of 2012 totaled 1.5 billion, up 22% compared to the same period of the previous year. In the past quarter, we achieved a stable figure compared with the previous year of 378 million. Robotics remained at a high level with 185 million, up 6% year-on-year. Systems fell by 4% to 200 million. As already announced in the previous quarter, this development at Systems is primarily due to the concentration of major contracts in the first half of 2012. The number of major contracts totaling more than 10 million was very much higher for in the first half of 2012 compared to the second half. KUKA has outperformed the overall mechanical engineering sector, VDMR, in Germany, both in the past quarter and in the first 9 months. While the sector recorded falls of 1 and 5% respectively, KUKA enjoyed stable development and saw orders received rise by 22%. The robotics and automation branch of VDMR fell in the third quarter, as did the overall market, recording a minus of 8%. KUKA Robotics, on the other hand, clearly stood out of the rest of the sector, with a rise in orders received up of 6% to 185 million. Order backlog also remains at a high level, totaling over 950 million as of September 30, 2012. The capacity of the operational development is thus fully utilized until well into the next year, 2013. I would like to give you a few insights into the development of robotic-based automation with the aid of chart 4. KUKA has experienced phenomenal development since the crisis in 2009. Strongly supported by the automotive industry, our focus on the premium segment has paid off. We have almost doubled our orders received per quarter from 226 million in 2009 to more than 400 million in 2012. It goes without saying that we continue to keep a very close eye on the developments in the global economy and are experiencing a slowdown in certain areas of general industry. But the general investment confidence of our customers worldwide remains unbroken. The reasons for our positive outlooks are manifold. In the emerging markets, and particularly in China, demand for robotic-based automation is growing at a rapid pace, driven by the strong rise in wages, and furthermore, new customer sectors such as medical technology and others are increasingly exploiting the benefits of automation, benefits of robots. KUKA has created options with its focus, strategy, and new products that enable us to raise the company to a higher level of revenue and profitability. Allow me to mention two key areas and two key words where you're familiar of and which will allow us to grow further in the industrial part. Agilus. Our new small robot is a driver for our market share expansion in general industry. It has been available to our customers since September of this year. We have launched it in May this year at the Automatica. Lightweight robot. This robot will set new standards in terms of safety and ease of use. We expect to receive very positive news about this in the rest of the year of 2012 and 2013. Coming back to the numbers, revenue growth. Revenue growth continues throughout the group. Driven by the strong dynamic development orders received in the previous quarters, revenue were up 33% year-on-year to 491 million. We have thus set a new quality record. Robotics and systems are currently working at a near full capacity. In robotics, we are going to meet the growth in China by expanding our assembly capacity there. At the same time, we are also expanding our capacity in Augsburg and Hungary. All in all, we are aiming to achieve an annual assembly capacity of around 25,000 robots by mid-2013. Currently, we are around 18,000. Investments toward this total amount almost 10 million. The development of our workforce demonstrates that maintaining our financial flexibility continues to go hand in hand with great cost discipline. We are focusing primarily on temporary workers with greater growth in this area than in the permanent workforce. And increase on the previous years as September 2012, employees, permanent one, are up 12%, temporary workers are up 50%. Profitability has also continued to improve. The EBIT margin was up on the previous year from 5.2% to now 6.5%. Both divisions have contributed to this development. Robotics surpassed the old target margin of 10% in all three quarters. Systems also managed to achieve a target margin of 5% in the third quarter. We see this also as a long-term development in both divisions that should continue throughout the year 2012. The gross margin in the third quarter of 2012 was 21%, and thus an improvement on the previous year. Robotics benefited from the revenue share of 53% in general industry and service over the past quarter, where we had 48%. Systems record a slight increase in gross margin year on year. Major factors influencing the gross margin were improved price quality of the project and our expansion in the emerging markets. EBITDA development accelerated in the third quarter and rose by 52% to 39 million compared to 25.4 in 2011. CapEx in the third quarter was 7.6 million, resulting in a total of 30 million for the 9 months 2012, corresponding to an increase of around 13 million compared to the 9 months 2011. The reason for the significant increase was not only procurement of technical equipment, but also greater investment in R&D, research and development, resulting from the activation of projects for new and ongoing robot development, also, for example, the lightweight robot. All in all, CapEx, capital expenditure in 9 months 2012, totaled around 2.3% of revenue, and thus was little slightly lower than our guidance of 2.5 to 3.5% of revenue. The workforce rose from 6,471 as of September 2011 to 7,242 as of 30 September 2012 due to the growth in revenue of 27%, and therefore the rise in the number of permanent employees was, as already mentioned, disproportionately lower with 12%. Free cash flow was minus 30 million in the first 9 months of 2012 after minus 33 in the previous year. The main reason for the negative free cash flow is a strong revenue growth with corresponding expansion of working capital, particularly at systems. For the full year, we are nevertheless aiming to achieve a significantly positive free cash flow. Coming to both divisions. Both robotics and systems contributed to the strong development in the third quarter. Systems achieved a new quarterly revenue record, whilst robotics almost achieved the record level from the previous quarter. Robotics recorded a revenue increase of 21% to around 200 million in Q3 2012. The EBIT margin remained at a very high level in the third quarter, reaching 10.8% despite the considerably increased R&D expenditure. At group level, R&D expenditure totaled 12.3 million in the past quarter after approximately 9 million in each of the two preceding quarters. Around 90% of R&D expenditure is attributable to robotics. In Q3 2012, systems record a revenue growth of 45% to 302 million, a level none of us would have dreamed of a couple of quarters ago. The EBIT margin has improved significantly year on year and is now at the target level of 5% for the first time. Factors contributing to this pleasing development are improved price quality of the project, advanced process management for projects, and the first fruits of the hub concept. Hub meaning like our hubs with Europe, Asia, and US, and within the hubs, expansion of capacities in Romania for Europe, in China for Asia, and in Mexico for the Americas. As you can see from the figures presented, KUKA performed very well in the past quarter. Execution of our strategy of profitable growth is progressing successfully. What can you expect from us, and how do we assess the market for robot-based automation? Also, with regard to the euro discussion, the weakening economies in the south of Europe, what do we expect, what do we see in the market? In general, we see sustained growth prospects for our products and solutions. Particularly in the automotive sector, our customers are primarily companies with a strong market position, an outstanding global presence, and increasing market share. Around 50% of our revenue are generated with the premium customers like Daimler, Volkswagen, Ford, and BMW. In general industry, the development orders received in the third quarter has not reached the record level of the second quarter, but was nevertheless higher than in the same quarter of the previous year, showing that KUKA is on the right track. We have a focused long-term strategy and competitive products that are enabling us to increase our market share in the general industry. Revenue growth is one side of the coin, and it's much more important to do it profitably. And therefore, clearly, our goal is to increase profitability more strongly than revenue. Clear evidence for this provided once again by the increased EBIT margin in the third quarter 2012. The results in the first 9 months were very good, and the market is developing dynamically for KUKA et al. At a high level. We are thus able to confirm our guidance for 2012 and have concretized it. Provided that the basic parameters remain stable, we expect to generate revenue of at least 1.65 million in 2012. Based on this revenue expectation, we are counting on an EBIT margin of at least 6% with a concrete expectation of 6.3%. Thank you very much so far. Thank you for your attention.